I'm Diane Roberts. The Russian military has unleashed artillery fire on towns in eastern Ukraine, leaving dozens of civilians dead and wounded. Russian forces also began storming the Azovstal steel plants in the besieged town of Mariupol. The plant was harboring the last pockets of Ukrainian resistance, where an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers were holed up. Authorities in the eastern Donetsk region counted the death toll at over 20 people, the highest number of known fatalities since an attack on a local train station killed at least 59 people in early April. Ukraine's president said he would not accept a deal with Moscow, which would allow Russian troops to remain in occupied territory. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Speaking at the CEO Council summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian troops are working to expel Russian troops from its territory, and Ukraine would eventually restore its territorial integrity. Zelensky said he would not accept a ceasefire deal that would keep Russian forces in their current positions. The president said the idea of what he called a frozen conflict was not negotiable for Ukraine. Zelensky emphasized that Russian President Vladimir Putin must agree to meet him to negotiate any deal to end the fighting. I'm Karen Chamas.
The European Union's leaders called on the 27-nation bloc to ban oil imports from Russia in a sixth package of sanctions targeting Moscow for its war in Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also proposed that Russia's largest bank and two other major banks be disconnected from the SWIFT international banking payment system. Von der Leyen was addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, on Wednesday. Hungary warned it could not support the proposed ban. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said the leaked Supreme Court draft decision that would overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling legalizing abortion nationwide confirms women's rights are imperiled.
If there was ever any doubt about why Emily's List is important, last night makes the point. Women's rights in America are under attack.
Harris was speaking at a conference for women in politics. Meanwhile, Politico, which broke the story, boosted security and warned its staff members to take extra care online following the news organization's major scoop in publishing the Supreme Court draft decision that would strike down Roe v. Wade. The news organization says it has restricted access to its offices. While the company has not reported specific threats, its story was already the subject of rampant speculation, some of it malevolent, about its sources. The United Nations Wednesday demanded the immediate release of two staff members held by Houthi rebels in Yemen since November, saying their whereabouts remained unknown. The two organizations said despite repeated assurances dating back to November that they would be freed straight away, quote, their whereabouts remain unknown, end quote, and their offices are deeply concerned about their well-being. Floods and storms killed at least 18 people after ravaging several provinces of Afghanistan over the past 5 days, an official said Wednesday. Scores of Afghans die every year in torrential downpours, particularly in impoverished rural areas where poorly built homes are at risk of collapse. Relief teams have been dispatched to the affected areas with tents, food, and authorities are distributing cash to families of those killed. Comedian Dave Chappelle was the victim of an onstage attack during a show last night in Los Angeles. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
Dave Chappelle was just wrapping up his performance at the Hollywood Bowl when a man rushed him and tried to tackle him. Security guards overpowered him and took him off stage as Chappelle continued his show. Other clips taken outside show the alleged attacker being loaded by paramedics onto an ambulance with an apparent arm injury. NBC News quotes the LAPD as saying the man was carrying a fake gun with a real knife blade inside. Chappelle was performing his stand-up routine as part of his Netflix is a Joke festival. Fellow comedian Jamie Foxx was in the wings of the stage. Chappelle thanked him for responding to the attack. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And recapping our top story, the Russian military has unleashed artillery fire on towns in eastern Ukraine, leaving dozens of civilians dead and wounded. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.